time for 2 minutes with St. Timothy.
There's this old edgy sci-fi movie where a brooding character is about to walk off on a dark, rain-soaked street. When another turns and says, "You've been down that road before, you know where it goes. Do you really want to go down it again?" In Proverbs, we're told there's a way that seems right to us, but only leads to destruction and death. As a Christian, it can be easy to think such things only apply to other people, maybe those outside the church who don't know the Lord. That's true. Apart from God, there's nothing but that natural way for us. It's very self-centered, all about doing what we want, when we want, the way we want, and think is best. Because that way is so natural, when we hear the supernatural word of God, even when He's offering grace, truth, and love, we can get defensive and push back, or even walk off. It's why God provides a better way in Christ. The better way is not only knowing about Jesus, but also knowing Him deeply, personally, in loving relationship. As so many have said, it's all about the love, and that's true. God is love, and Jesus is God. So Jesus gets to define what love is. And Jesus says, if you love Him, you'll follow His teachings and obey His commands. Those are Jesus' words. But sometimes I wonder if they even sound right to our ears. Jesus goes further and says, there's no greater love than the example of Him laying down His life at the cross for you and for me, for all who would turn, believe, and receive. But we are actually called to turn around, not step into the darkness, to instead humble ourselves, lay aside our own way, and follow the righteous path to safe pasture under the Good Shepherd. As sheep, we might find it easier to run to the shepherd during the storms of the night. But what about when the grass seems greener on the other side? There are millions of ways for us to do life wrong, and God's willing to forgive them all. But only one way to do life right, and that's in Christ, in the church, forming His body. It's in Christ that we live and move and have our being, a witness to the world and a blessing to us and our families. So whether you're a believer or skeptic, I pray you hear Jesus calling to follow the better way to new and abundant life. And why not? We've all tried that other road. We know where it goes. So why would we ever want to travel it again?
This is Pastor Jimmy Owens. Join us at St. Timothy in Mandeville for vibrant and engaging worship this Sunday morning, or hear more at the 5 p.m. worship service on Sunday night.